And now your lesson B story. The interview. Tim had a letter in his hand. It said that he should come to an interview at 10 o'clock. This letter was an answer to the resume Gabriella helped him write. His letters went to a lot of places, of course. Most of the answers were no. But now Tim walked into the main lobby of the building at 9:45. The woman at the front desk asked if she could help him. "I'm here to see Mr. Martin about going to work," Tim said, handing her the letter. She said nothing, but read the letter. Then she looked at her record. "Tim, yes, I'll check your name here. Okay, it's not 10 yet. Mr. Martin is busy now. He has 2 places to fill. You will have to wait for the interview. Perhaps you could just sit over there." Tim sat there and waited, looking at the pictures on the gold-colored walls. There were airplanes and mountains with snow. One picture had a deep blue sea with a boat on its surface in front of an island. Tim wondered what they did here. Was it possible they made planes and boats? As he waited, Tom thought that the heat in their lobby was too high. And it was so dry in here. Was this a game they were playing with him? Tim wished he had stayed home in bed. Then he thought of Gabriella, who had laughed with him an hour ago until he got on the bus. He missed her already. She would like it if he got this work. Near 10 o'clock, a man came out from the back. He said something to the woman at the desk. She pointed to Tim. "Tim," the man said, coming over to him. "Yes, that's me," said Tim. He got up quickly. The man put one foot forward and his hand out to Tim. "Hello, I'm Blake Martin," the man said. "Let me bring you to my interview room and we can talk now." Mr. Martin took Tim back to a small closed room and he sat down behind a common desk. He pointed for Tim to sit down too. "Did you have any trouble finding the address?" "No, it was on the letter." Mr. Martin thought about that for a second. Then he looked down at the resume on his desk. "Your age is 20, right? And you don't have a lot of work experience. Is that right?" "Yes, I have not worked much. Only for short times. I mean, no, I didn't work." "What kind of shape are you in? I mean, have you got the force to lift a lot of weight in a full day's work?" Mr. Martin looked up and down Tim's body. "I think so." "Well, we have a warehouse here, and your work would be to put things in large boxes and move them to distribution." "I can do that," said Tim. The man looked at Tim for many seconds and then began to get up. "Is it over?" asked Tim. "Yes," said Mr. Martin, and he put his hand out to Tim's. "I've decided to try you out. Our object would be to see how well you work here. Later, we may have a language test for you to see if you can do other things for us. I like that you use your English. You didn't have to speak English to me." "Then I have full-time work?" "For now, we'll see how it goes," Mr. Martin said. "Marta, at the front desk, will ask you some things and tell you the address of our warehouse. Can you begin Monday?" "Yes," said Tim. Going home, Tim looked down at the wheels of his bus as it came from the east and stopped for him now. He was happy now that he did not stay in bed this morning. And here are your words for Lesson B. Address. Age. Ago. Bed. Blue. Boat. Bring. Bus. Busy. Check. Common. Course. Decide. Deep. Desk. Distribution. Dry. East. Experience. Fill. Foot. Force. Full. Game. Gold. Heat. Interview. Island. Language. Laugh. Lift. Lobby. Lot. Miss. Moon. Nothing. Object. O'clock. Perhaps. Plain. Possible. Record. Shape. Sit. Snow. Stay. Surface. Test. Warehouse. Wait. Wheel. Wonder. Yes. Yet. Thank you.